And the International Criminal Court in The Hague has taken the former president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, into custody. He's being charged with crimes against humanity over his war on drugs that human rights groups claim killed thousands of people. Let's get more on this story now from Janet Anderson. First of all, Janet, Rodrigo Duterte, tell us why he's been arrested by the International Criminal Court. And has he already accepted responsibility in his Facebook posts?
Well, he is a very interesting character in the sense that he has never denied his responsibility for his war on drugs. He said, you know, this is the way to deal with it. We need to go out and we need to kill a number of people. The human rights organisation suggests that 27,000 to 30,000 people may have been killed. The police have been accused of committing maybe 6,000 murders at the time. I mean, the Philippines is a very populous nation, but still, that's a huge number. So it seems to be fairly clear, prima facie, sort of on the face of it, that Duterte says, yes, I did it. But on the other hand, he's never faced any comeback for this. And he remains an incredibly popular figure in the Philippines. Yet here he is now, having been transferred from the Philippines to The Hague.
And his daughter has flown in to join him in the Netherlands. So is this trial in a way going to become a trial of the International Criminal Court if the Dutertes choose to challenge it during this case?
I think that because his daughter is a very significant political figure, she's the vice president of the Philippines. It was her person that she ran together with, the current president of the Philippines, Bongbong Marcos, who essentially said, yes, we will agree to this arrest warrant and we will send your father to The Hague. So we've got this kind of family dispute going on, which is the reason why, in the end, Rodrigo Duterte, this 79-year-old, about to turn 80-year-old, is now ended up in The Hague. I think for every trial that the court puts on, the ICC is under the spotlight itself. The Philippines, though, is a very social media heavy, very savvy place where tensions run very high politically. So I think the ICC certainly will be in the crosshairs from the Duterte supporters.
So what happens next, Janet?
Well, he's got to make an initial appearance before judges just to say that he is there. He will have had either a duty lawyer given to him, or I've seen that his daughter, as you mentioned, is supporting him. She's now in The Hague and she's looking for a lawyer for him. And it might be one of the big lawyers that we're used to seeing in The Hague, or it might be somebody else, but they have to be somebody who's already registered as accepted by the ICC because of the amount of experience they have. They don't have junior lawyers representing people. Then there will be a little bit of a pause while we have the arguments, which were mainly written arguments about when the confirmation of charges hearings will go on. The ICC has a procedure where you have to look at the charges first with one set of judges before you go into the trial with another set of judges. At the moment, all we have is this rather thin arrest warrant where there is mention of thousands of people having been killed, but only 43 individuals have been analysed by the Office of the Prosecutor. They say this is just a sample, but is it a representative sample? Is it a sample of specific types of people? We don't know why those 43 victims have been selected, but that will come out in the confirmation of charges as to why these particular individuals are the ones who are going to be represented and their details put forward in the case. Victims also get representation and the prosecution. So we have, you know, quite a few months worth of legal arguments to have fun with.
Indeed. Freelance journalist Janet Anderson reporting from The Hague.